Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Farris Fain. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Farris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy throws the ball into Fain, who tags Pearsall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is hit by the pitch. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Hoot Evers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Kell reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from White and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Fain moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball towards center. Umflett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Umflett. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy moves to third. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Saul Roggoven now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudson bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Roggoven fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-3 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bud Sheely pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson pinch runs for Bud Sheely. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Gene Bearden pinch hits for Saul Roggoven. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-4 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Billy Pierce now pitching. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wilbur out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.